Next stretch tomorrow is another 8-hour day on the river from Hopland to Cloverdale. I'm going to start by seeing a lot of vegetation, a lot of strainers. It's a difficult area. A lot of people are tipping over in their boats 3-4 times and got scratched up knuckles and faces. That's going to clear out. And then we're going to hit the stretch heading down into Cloverdale and passing Squaw Rock and Frog Woman Rock. And that area is rocky, and it's thin, and it's fast, and it doesn't have as much vegetation. It's a lot of the area where people say the gravel comes from, gravel that comes down from landslides in that area and other places and deposits itself down in Cloverdale when you kind of hit the lowlands. So we were told that tomorrow we need to wear helmets because instead of going through some branches and brambles, we're going to be making sure we don't bounce hard off of rocks. I grew up, you could almost say, spawned on the shores of the river in Cloverdale and Hillsburg and floated those stretches my whole life. I remember being 6 or 7 years old and going on my first inner tube float with just an old tire tube that my dad had put together and doing the thing where you'd go drop off the truck in Geyserville and then go back up right next to our house, which was about 100 yards from Mendocino County line in Sonoma County. We're going to be dropping in and seeing those same waters. It's going to be kind of coming home for me, and it's special. A lot of people ask me why we're doing this, and I think it's a mixture of celebration, but actually creating a true strategy to restore this place and this river. It is our number one natural resource in northern Sonoma County. It provides water to everybody up and down the watershed, and I feel that in many ways we're disconnected from the resource. So let's be bold. Within 10 to 15 years from now, let's get this river and the watershed removed of Clean Water Act impairments. Number two, on the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act dictated by the state, let's make sure our water basins are recharging more water than we are taking out and being sustainable with our groundwater flows. Number three, let's increase the number of public access points in the mid and upper reach where people can't touch the river or see it or care about it or invest in it. Number four, let's keep getting the trash, not just the everyday trash out of the river, but the long-term stuff that's sitting in there where you have cars down on the embankments and other things. We can do these things, but we need to be bold, strategic, and collaborative. Far too often, we make our plans for saving this river and watershed from blank, boring, bureaucratic conference rooms. Once you're on the water, you know this is important work. Why not try and have fun and celebrate something as you're trying to save it and restore it and regenerate it?